Time now for the Wide Open Three, a fast-paced look at local and regional sports brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Are you not satisfied with your smile? Bain Dental Group can give you the smile you deserve with dental implants. Dental implants are different than dentures. They offer more freedom and are a longer-lasting solution with minimal downtime. Consider dental implants as an investment in your smile and quality of life. To get started, contact any of our three locations in West Georgia to schedule a consultation. For your ultimate smile makeover, Bain Dental has you covered. To learn more, visit us online at BainDentalGroup.com.
From the 316 Healthcare Credit Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Tuesday, September the 10th. The Atlanta Braves failed to get anything going offensively in a 1-0 loss to the Reds on Monday night at Truist Park, a makeup of a July 24th postponement. They tallied just two hits and squandered one of Charlie Morton's best starts of the season. Braves now sit a game behind the Mets in the race for the third and final NL wildcard spot. Matt Olson's first inning single and a seventh inning infield single accounted for the only hits allowed by Reds starter Nick Martinez, who tied a season high with seven scoreless frames. The Braves have now been shut out 10 times in their last 86 games. They played 3.5 months without Ronald Acuna Jr., and it's been about 1 month since they learned Austin Riley will miss the rest of the regular season with a fractured right hand. Braves open a series against the Nationals in Washington tonight. Game time is 6:45. University of West Georgia head football coach Joel Taylor looking for better discipline and consistency out of his team following the Wolves' first loss of the season this past Saturday.
In that last game, you know, we had a couple drop passes where we could extend the drives, we can score a touchdown, things of that nature. Defensively, we got to do a great job of tackling, we got to do a great job of not dang on blowing coverages or MAs and things of that nature, right? So we got to be disciplined and we got to be a little bit more consistent from that standpoint, right? But at the end of the day, we're still a young football team. Now the things that I'm seeing, right, I'm seeing a group of young men that love to play the game. I see a group of young men that's going to fight, claw, right, to the very end. And we got a tough football team. We got a good football team.
Wolves travel to Eastern Kentucky this weekend. The Colonels enter the game with an 0-2 record, and the Wolves are 1-1. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on X at Credit Sports, or visit us at CreditCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Credit Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Colin Worthington.